Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, August 13th, 2018. Today is International Left-Handers Day. Today, Berlin and Germany commemorate the construction of the Wall 57 years ago and its victims. Wreaths and flowers will be laid down at the Central Berlin Wall Memorial, and a devotion is planned in the Chapel of Reconciliation on the former Death Strip on Bernauer Straße. Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller of the SPD, who is currently also president of the Bundesrat, is also expected to commemorate the event. On August 13th of 1961, the reigning SED party under Walter Ulbricht began building the wall, only a few weeks after the SED leader stated that, quote, "nobody has the intention of building a wall." The audacious lie went down in history. The approximately 155-kilometer-long rampart cut through Berlin for more than 28 years. The division ended with the fall of the wall on November 9th of 1989. On the occasion of the commemoration day, SPD politician Müller appealed for human rights and democracy. "The rule of law must be defended," he said. "Young people in particular should have this in mind." Müller emphasized that openness, tolerance, and helpfulness for people in need are an answer to the experiences of isolation and division. No new wall projects are needed. According to scientific findings, at least 140 people died at the Berlin Wall as a result of the GDR border regime. Per a scientific study, a total of 327 people from east and west lost their lives on the former German-German border, which was almost 1,400 kilometers long. Despite criticism from tradespeople and residents, the Berlin Senate Traffic Administration is sticking to the development of Begegnungszonen, or meeting zones. The pilot project in the Maasenstraße in Schöneberg, which started in 2015, was a success overall, according to State Secretary for Transport Stefan Tito, in response to a parliamentary question by the FDP. Therefore, an 18-month trial run will start in autumn on Bergmannstraße in Kreuzberg as a second project. These meeting zones are roads in which traffic is to be reduced and more space and more safety for pedestrians and cyclists is to be created by reconstructions. The FDP considers the attempt in Maasenstraße to be a failure and calls for the abandonment of further meeting zones. As reported by Berlin Briefing in July, so-called parklets with benches were installed in March on Bergmannstraße. Residents complained about groups of people who drink alcohol and make a lot of noise on the benches, especially on the weekends. Federal MP Kai Wegner from the CDU is calling for a ban of the neo-Nazi march planned in Spandau on August 18th in memory of Hitler's deputy Rudolf Hess. Wegner told the German press agency DPA that, quote, "Spandau is not a place of pilgrimage for neo-Nazis and must not become one." Wegner said that neo-Nazis wanted Spandau to develop into a, quote, "crystallization point of their so-called resistance through recurring marches, which must not be allowed to happen. The agitation and glorification of war criminals has no place in Spandau, which is open-minded and tolerant," he added. Wegner wrote a letter to Andreas Geisel from the SPD, who is Berlin's senator for the interior, and asked if a permanent ban on Rudolf Hess marches can be examined and enforced. According to the Berlin Constitution, those who attack fundamental rights and pursue totalitarian goals cannot invoke freedom of opinion and assembly. In addition, Wegner referred to a 2009 decision of the Federal Constitutional Court, which allowed the ban on Hess marches in the Bavarian town of Wunsiedel, where Hess is buried. Until his death in 1987, Hess was imprisoned in the Allied War Crimes Prison in Spandau. On the occasion of the 30th anniversary of his death, hundreds of neo-Nazis wanted to march through Spandau last year, but were stopped by counter-demonstrators. Another demonstration is planned for this year. A broad alliance also organizes a, quote, "festival of democracy" as a counter-event. In 2017, there was also a debate about a Hess demo ban. Geisel had this examined and stated, quote, "the liberal democratic basic order unfortunately also applies to assholes." Last week, a bicycle path in Zehlendorf went viral on social media. It was ridiculed for its markings. It zigzags around the trees. This week, there will be an appointment with the company responsible. District Councillor Maren Schellenberg announced that it will be discussed how to repaint it. She said that it would make sense to discuss cycling path solutions for narrow streets and sidewalks for the entire city. The legal requirements are sometimes a hindrance. If they were based on the national road traffic regulations, sensible local solutions would be particularly difficult. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.